As the rhino poacher in South Africa found out, a close encounter with an elephant can be deadly, or at least risky, as Living on Earth's explorer in residence Mark Seth Lender also discovered.
A herd of elephants crossing the road, all of the adults as usual, female. We stop at a respectful distance and turn the motor off, and let the elephants pass. Branches snap, leaves rustle and give way, as they climb up into the forest on the other side. After they can no longer be seen, we can still hear them. They won't turn back, but we wait, giving them time, before we start the engine. Just then, just as we start to move, a bull elephant in full must breaches cover. At first, the bull does not even see us. Then he does. And everything changes. His head swings, his eyes go wide, locking onto the offending presence, and he leans first towards, then away from us. What? What? He does not have to say it for us to hear it. The driver jams the stick into reverse, and the little Jeep pulls back 50 yards, not fast enough to antagonize him any more than we already have, but fast. And keeps the engine idling. The bull elephant comes to exactly where we stood, as if there is a line in the dirt, squints, lowers his head. The ichor of arousal runs a dark river from his temples and down his cheeks. Standing in the shade, he himself seems not elephant gray, but almost black, glossy black, towering 10 feet over us. We move back again, further this time. Again he comes to where we were. Once more we pull away, and finally, it is enough. He gives us a head toss, kicks a cloud of dirt in our direction, and in an attitude of body and tusks and trunk that can only be described as disdain, walks away from us in his big, swaying, slow-motion elephant walk that is faster than the fastest man on earth can run, and blunts his way into the forest toward where the object of his desire has decamped. Lucky for us, he had something on his mind other than rage.
Living on Earth's explorer in residence, Mark Seth Lender.